Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I am the father.
Houston, we have a problem.
I'm from Iowa. I only work in outer space.
I'm having trouble with the radar, sir.
What's wrong with it?
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
It's Friday. It's movie day as you head to the theaters on the weekend. Rafer Guzman, film critic of Newsday, heads into the studio to tell you what to see, what to avoid. He's our movie man. Rafer, welcome.
Hi, Todd.
It's great to have you. We've got two films today, A Hologram for a King starring Tom Hanks. That's from the Dave Eggers novel. We're going to talk about that. And also The Huntsman, Winter's War, which I guess is a sequel.
Right? Prequel, technically.
All right, technically, let's start with trivia, because I like to do this when I'm here, trivia with you. Now, Tom Hanks is starring in A Hologram for the King. Let's go back to another Tom Hanks film, Apollo 13. Listen.
Houston, we have a problem.
We have a main bus be under.
Now, there's Tom Hanks in Apollo 13. Your question, what real-life astronaut is Tom Hanks portraying in this movie? Too many people forget that. Save your answer. We're going to come back to it at the end, Rafer, see if people know it. You can tweet me, by the way, if you think you know the answer. Who is Tom Hanks portraying in Apollo 13? Now, Hologram for a King, the David Eggers novel. This is directed by Tom Tykwer, who directed Run, Lola, Run, which
That's
a great film. Here's a clip.
King is not coming today, so you guys can just relax.
Shouldn't we call corporate and let him know the conditions here are untenable?
No, Brad, we should wait until I talk to Kareem Alamod at 3 o'clock.
Do you know why we're not in that building?
Well, maybe all the vendors are in here. And maybe we're just the first.
Kind of weird being Relland and being out here.
It's a brand new city. It's uncharted territory, and we are the trailblazers.
Where are we supposed to eat?
Guys, come on! We are in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia!
Rafer, Tom Hanks travels to Saudi Arabia and finds love.
He does find that. He also finds a very strange culture in a strange new world, this kingdom that's trying to expand its way out in the desert, build these vast cities in the middle of nowhere. He's a middle-aged salesman trying to sell hologram teleconferencing technology to the king. You know, like you say, this is based on the Dave Eggers novel, so it's got a lot of layers packed into it. I feel like this film wants to say something about middle age, about America's role in the global economy, about culture clash. I'm not quite sure what it's saying exactly. It doesn't quite work for me. The one thing I will say that's very interesting about this film is it opens up with Tom Hanks doing a rendition of Once in a Lifetime, the Talking Heads song. That's almost worth the price of admission.
And I saw that in the trailer, and it is pretty great. So
yes.
I'll recommend at least the trailer to people. All right, The Huntsman, Winter's War is a sequel of a kind. As you said, here's a clip.
I thought I made you strong.
How did you draw the weakness out? What did you do? What did you do?
I don't have to tell you anything.
Oh, but you do. You see, you said it yourself. You're something between this world and the mirror. I summoned you out. Now you are bound to me.
That is some fantasy genre drama there.
That certainly is. That's two evil queens duking it out in this one. Emily Blunt and Charlize Theron, who are both very good. I hated the first movie, and I think everyone actually really did. This is the sequel we didn't need. However, it's a slight improvement. It's pretty entertaining, overstuffed, but the special effects look great. And in some ways, it's fun. That's not exactly what I'd call a recommendation, but it's not terrible.
And if you love fantasy, then maybe.
Then maybe.
All right, let's go back to Apollo 13 quickly. I asked you, who is Tom Hanks portraying, real-life astronaut?
Stab in the dark, John Glenn.
No, he didn't. He never went to the moon. He was the first to orbit. It was Jim Lovell, Apollo 13.
I would never get that.
I know. Rafer Guzman of Newsday, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Todd.